ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास तथोजाय उदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो हरे कृष्णा, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 14 आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ वर्स नंबर 40। ततो रचयान हरिम केचे ततोर्चान हरिम केचे संश्रद्धाय सपर्यया संश्रद्धाय सपर्यया उपासता उपासतापि उपासता उपास्तापि नार्धत्त पुरुषद्विषान् नार्थदा पुरुषद्विषा ततः देर आफ्टर अर्चयान द डीटी हरिम हु इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड द फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड बीइंग आइडेंटिकल विद द लॉर्ड केचित समवन संश्रद्धाया विथ ग्रेट फेथ सपर्यया एंड विथ द रिक्वायर्ड पैराफेरनेलिया उपासते वर्शिप्स उपासता अपि ऑल्दो वर्शिपिंग द डेटी विथ फेथ एंड रेगुलरिटी ना नॉट अर्थदा बेनिफिशियल पुरुषाद्विषाम फॉर दोज हु आर एनवियस ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु एंड हिज डिवोटीज। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रीपाद की। समटाइम्स A neophyte devotee offers all the paraphernalia for worshipping the Lord and he factually worships the Lord as the deity. But because he is envious of the authorized devotees of Lord Vishnu, the Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service. Purport. Deity worship is especially meant for purifying the neophyte devotees. Actually, however, preaching is more important. In Bhagavad Gita 18:69, it is said, "Na cha tasman manusheshu kashyan me priyakrittama." If one wants to be recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must preach the glories of the Lord. One who worships the deity must Therefore, be extremely respectful to preachers. Otherwise, simply worshipping the deity will keep one in the lower stage of devotion. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunimiltamena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Si Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantam Cha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So with the blessings of senior devotees on the Vaishnavas, so I'd like to speak on this verse. So I'll repeat the translation again. Sometimes a neophyte devotee offers all the paraphernalia for worshipping the Lord, and he factually worships the Lord as the deity. But because he is envious of the authorized devotee of Lord Vishnu, the Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service. So here, Narad Muni is explaining to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And basically the theme of this verse we should understand, there, like in today's world, when you take some offer from a company, so there is a, in the bottom there is something written TNC apply. Anyone knows what is this TNC apply? Terms and conditions apply. So here what we see, the Lord, he explains, okay, one may worship the Lord, but if one is envious of the devotees of the Lord, then he has to avoid by the terms and conditions. That is why here, because the Lord is independent, we should not take it for granted. Yes, now I am devotee, I have the flag to do anything. That is not good. Prabhupada said it is rascaldom. So one time some devotees during Prabhupada time, they were bathing at Radha Kund, and some devotees that came and told Prabhupada, they were doing a big mischief over there. So Prabhupada said, they didn't bathe in Radha Kund, they bathed in Narak Kund. So this is what Prabhupada said. So we should understand, like here, although the verse explains that yesterday we heard there are 32 plus 32, 64 offenses in deity worship. So further here what we should understand, that the Lord explains, even here today's verse basically it explains about a Prakrita Bhakta, a neophyte devotee, how he has to undergo the punishment. And we see in devotional service, like people come and apply in devotional service and they remain neophyte for life. But we should know that devotional service means gradually we elevate ourselves from Kanishta Adhikari to Uttam Adhikari. So in the verse, basically Prabhupada, he reveals his mood. And Prabhupada here explains from Bhagavad Gita, if one wants to be recognized by the Lord, now in material world what we see, everyone wants to be recognized, and we cannot be recognized by the Lord directly. Like Brajavasis, what they say, if you want to go to Krishna, you have to go through Radharani. So similarly, here Prabhupada writes that unless the Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service, if one is envious of the authorized devotees of the Lord. This is what the criteria the Lord explains. And in the scriptures it is mentioned that we have to be very, very careful about four things. So that is, with the fire, you can't play with the fire. In the water, if you go to the ocean, you will come to know how deep is the water. Then third is the deities. DDs is not a joke. Just going and doing anything, that will be a biggest offense. And fourth is the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. And oftentimes what we see that our mind is so much preoccupied. And we can do offenses, mansa, karmana, vacha, with our mind, body and words. And here what we see, what Prabhupada explains, that when one is doing the worship, one has to be extremely careful about the preachers who are preaching the glories of the Lord. So Prabhupada, he oftentimes he said, if you love me, love my dog first. That is what Prabhupada quoted. And here what we see, the Lord explains about the devotional service. And in the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, what is the real devotional service? Savai pumso yato bhaktir adokshaje ahituki apratiyata yayatma suprasiddhati. Savai pumso paro bhaktir yato bhaktir adokshaje. So what is the topmost devotional service is that it should be always continuous. What we use every day here, the Mangal Arati, exactly 4:30 the door opens. It is not unlike the other temples. As and when they like, they'll open the door. When the pujari is ready, it is not like that. And ahaituki apratiyata. Apratiyata means without any expectation. And material world, what we see, people, even in devotional service, people come they with some expectation. So there is one nice quote in the US long back, somewhere in 70s, one president for his president campaignship, what he said, don't ask what the country will do for you, ask what you can do for the country. Similarly, when it comes to the worshipping the deities, serving the devotees of the Lord, so we should not have our own agenda or endeavor. Although there is an endeavor, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura explains, devotional service means there are two things. The first part on our part is endeavor, and the part on the part of the Lord is His mercy. So the both things has to be there. Unless one endeavors, there can't be the mercy of the Lord. So here what we see that in devotional service also we come and we also become expert over a period of time. But what happens, there is a saying, familiarity breeds contempt. In the Puranas there is one nice verse that Chandanam Kuru Kaste Bhilla Purindari Ati Parichayat Anadharam Bhavati. That means in the forests, what you see, this forest women, Bhilla Purindari means they are who are living in the specially deep woods. So they don't know the value of trees, especially Chandana. Chandana means sandalwood. Sandalwood sells for 30,000-40,000 rupees kilo wood. Forget about the oil. So now this lady, she can cut any tree for burning, for the fire, for cooking. They don't know the price of the chandan. So similarly what happens? Chandanam kuru kaste bhilla purandari ati paricheyat anadaram bhavati. So similarly what happens when we live with the devotees of the Lord? So especially because the Vaishnavas, they are very merciful. They don't discriminate much. So what happens? So then we start finding out fault with the other devotees. So then our fall down begins. But whereas you see in material world, because I was in the defense, I know even one day seniority counts. One day. There is a gradation according to seniority when you are joined. So your seniority counts according to your gradation. When did you join? But devotional service, it is not like that. Devotional service, how you do devotional service, and overnight we see people, they come, new devotees, and they go much ahead of us, and we are there. There was one English movie, The Officer and the Gentleman. The theme of that movie was that, so people come, they take training, and they go ahead. But the teacher, he remains there only, as a teacher. So similarly, what we see, so this is a materialistic view, but in devotional service we should understand that on our part we have to endeavor. And one time, and often time what we see, Prabhupada, he appreciated all devotees. One time Prabhupada, he told Janani was Prabhu that the pujari is very dear to the Lord because he is always with the Lord. And since he's always with the Lord, Prabhupada, he told him, yes, the devotee is very dear to the Lord. So, in that way, we should not take for granted if someone is serving the Lord very nearly. So, he should not take it for granted. And we see practically what happens over a period of time when you are doing something, it becomes a ritual. So, very few people, they are very serious when we are doing worshipping the Lord. So, we have to have that mood. Yes. So, that's why in the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that Vaishnavas, they are put into three categories: Uttama, Madhyama and Kanishta. So, in the 11th canto, this Havir, Kavi, he explains to King Nimi that what are the symptoms of Uttama Adhikari. Sarva Bhuteshya Pashyat Bhagavat Bhavam Atmanah Bhutani Bhagavat Atmanya Esha Bhagavat Uttama. What he explains, that the most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Person of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees everything in relation to Supreme Lord and understands that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord. So, this is for the Uttam Adhikari, like Ranti Dev, for example. He fasted for 48 days. And what we see, after 48 days, when he was about to break the fast, he was being tested by the demigods, and he showed his real compassion. He could see the Lord in all human beings as well as the dogs and chandala. So these are the symptoms of the devotees who are on the topmost platform. And Madhyamadhikari, like Madhyamadhikari is in the, he's in the middle stage. Even sometimes Uttamadhikari, they come to middle stage just to preach. So the Madhyamadhikari, it is explained, Ishware tad adineshu balisheshu dvesteshu cha prema maitri kripa apeksha yah karoti sa madhyama. That means an intermediate second class devotee called Madhyama Adhikari offers his love to Supreme Personality of Godhead, is sincere friend of all devotees of the Lord, shows mercy to ignorant people who are innocent, and disregards those who are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is what Prabhupada expected from us. So what Prabhupada explains here, that we have to go and preach. And see, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also gave us three principles. That is Jive Daya, Name Ruchi and Vaishnava Seva. Jive Daya means Bhagavad Gita, now it is a Purushottam Mass. In the 15th chapter, Krishna explains, Mama evam cho jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. Manashasthani indriyani, prakritisthani karshati. So now, what we see in material world, almost all living entities, in all species of life, some they are conscious, some they are not conscious. And Prabhupada, he used to often tell the devotees, no matter, you go and just go and chant. Even they, if you, they put you behind the bars, you go and you chant in the jail. And we see in the beginning days, many devotees, they landed in the jail. And there the police, they saw these guys, they are chanting in the jail also. So they had to release them. So it is mentioned, a devotee, wherever he goes, what he will do, he will only glorify the Lord. So the Madhyamadhikari, sometimes he has to discriminate between good and bad. And also Krishna explains that this devotional service should not be explained to those who are envious. We should be very careful. But because the devotees, they are more compassionate than the Lord, so they usually sometimes they fail to discriminate. And the Kanishta Adhikari, here it is mentioned, Archam eva haraye pujam yaha shraddhayate natat bhakteshu chaneshu sa bhakta prakrate smrita. That means a devotee who faithfully engages in worship of the Lord deity in the temple, but does not behave properly towards other devotees or people in general, is called a prakrita bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position. So now we come to our own level. One time, some Brajvasis, they were visiting the temple, and one temple commander, he had a very tough fight with the Brajavasis, and some of this matter was reported to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada felt very bad. So Prabhupada, he said, no matter, we have to get in touch with that person, we have to call him, and we have to ask personal apology. This is what Prabhupada he told. And what we see, like especially it is seen when we take to devotional service and when we become pujaris, sometimes our service becomes like a materialistic person. There is no taste, no joy. We are doing as a paid person. We are looking for our perks. Like I don't like to ask anyone. Like basically it is called Guru Datta Desha. That means one has to serve the Lord according to the will of the spiritual master. So now one can ask himself whether he is serving according to the will of his guru. So that is what counts the real devotional service. Like most of the time it is seen that devotees, they are doing devotional service the way I like it. It should not be like that. The devotional service should be done the way the Lord or the spiritual master he likes it. So then only we can understand, yes, I am doing the right devotional service. So in his commentary, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he explains on the word upasate. So what he explained, upasate means while worshipping the Lord, the worship may take place. There is no effect because of greater offenses, that simply one disrespects it is which is mentioned in the previous verse. So here the literal meaning is that although we are worshipping the Lord, but we have to follow the orders of the spiritual master. We are bound by the orders of the spiritual master. So if we don't follow, then what happens? Then we are bound by the Lord. What here the Lord explains that sometimes a neophyte devotee offers all the paraphernalia for worshipping the Lord, and he factually worships the Lord as the deity. But because he is envious of the authorized devotees of the Lord Vishnu, the Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service. So sometimes some devotees, they do devotional service, they have their own agenda or own principles. One time Jayapadak Maharaj, he was giving a good example, very nice example. So he was telling one story. So one time one guru was going on a horse and the disciple was going walking from the back, and this way they were walking through a forest. So all of a sudden the handkerchief of guru fell down somewhere. So the guru, he didn't realize or he didn't notice, and the disciple, he didn't bother to pick it up. So after some time, when the guru, he found that his handkerchief is missing, so he asked the disciple, why didn't you pick up my handkerchief? So he said, Guruji, you didn't tell me beforehand. So what he told his guru, so why don't you give me a list of things, do's and don'ts? So then guru, he said, see, whatever falls off from the horse, all my personal things, you should lift them. My kamandalu, danda, bag, whatever it is. So this way again they were walking, and after some time the horse, he passed some fresh stool and he held it. But whatever, actually guru, he told, whatever falls off the horse you have to pick up. So he didn't use his IQ. So he picked up the horse stool and he told the guru, just now this horse, he passed this. So sometimes we are so foolish that a real disciple is one who understands the heart of the guru. Like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a nice story. One time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was within his heart, he was reciting one nice verse which he didn't speak out, but Rupa Goswami, he could understand that verse, and he wrote that and he put in the hut where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living, in the grass roof. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came after taking his shower in the ocean, so he found this verse and he was so much amazed and he was so much taken back. So he asked Damodar Pandit, Swarup Damodar, he told, so how could he read my heart? So So a disciple, he should be so much careful that, yes, I am serving on the behalf of my Lord. One should never consider, yes, I am not direct with the Lord. Yes, I have bypassed my Guru. It is not like that. So there is one nice verse in the Adi Puran. So it is mentioned that Krishna tells Arjuna that ye me bhakta jana partha na me bhakta che jana mad bhaktanam cha bhaktas te me bhaktas tamamata. What Krishna explains that those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are the devotees of my servants are factually my devotees. And there is a very nice story in the Sri Sampradaya. So if you go to South India, there is one nice city in the south. So there is one temple of Lord called Vardharaj. So Vardharaj means the Lord giver of benediction. So there was one devotee of the Lord. His name was Kanchipurna. And he was so elevated that he used to offer every day the Lord Rajbhog Prasad and used to do the chamar. In some sampradaya, they do the chamar when they feed the Lord. Because we are neophyte, so we are told that we should come out after offering the prasadam. So this Kanchipurna, when he used to do the chamar for the Lord, so the Lord used to ask, yes, what is happening in the village, what is happening in the town. So the Lord used to take the news. So the Lord, he knows everything, but still he used to take the news. So there was one devotee of Kanchipurna, and he told that you often speak with the Lord, so why don't you ask the Lord, I have one question. You ask the Lord whether I will go back home, back to Godhead in this life. You can put this question to the Lord. He said, okay, no problem. So that day, while he was offering the prasadam to the Lord, so he put this question to the Lord. So the Lord said, yes, very much, this life he'll go back home. So Kanchipurna, he came and he told him, and this devotee was, he was very much elated. So in the night, Kanchipurna, he started thinking himself, so how about me? I didn't ask whether I will go back home or not. So again he went back. Next day he told the Lord, I have my own personal question. So then he put that same question, oh Lord, whether I will go back home this life. So then the Lord said, yes, because that devotee is your devotee and you are my devotee. So this way you are more dear to me, because he is serving you and he is also very dear to me. So this way the Lord is showing here that how we can become dear to the Lord only through the spiritual master. There is a nice example in Mahabharata. What we see that when Krishna, he came to the Hastinapur to make the peace treaty, when he came to the Kauravas, and what he told Duryodhana, that Pandavas will be content only with 5 villages. You give them only 5 villages. But Duryodhana was so envious, he didn't appreciate what the Lord told, and even in fact he wanted to bind the Lord, he wanted to catch Lord Krishna. What he thought, if I make Krishna captive, then Pandavas, they will come and surrender unto me. That was his thinking. So what should be the antidote for envy? It is mentioned in the scriptures, because of the envy of the Lord we are here. Because of the envy of the Lord, we are here, and we are always tormented by the 6 anarthas, kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, matsar. And this envy is very, very dangerous, because the Lord, he doesn't like when the devotees, they become envious. Forget about the materialistic person. Chanakya Pandit, what he explains, the snake is called khala. Snake is very envious. It will not discriminate whether it is a small baby, anything. It will bite. So Chanakya Pandit, what he explains, even for that such a snake, there is a remedy, there is a medicine for such a snake. But worse than that snake is a human being. So you don't know when a human being will do what. An envious person, he can do anything, anytime. You can't expect. So there is one real story in Puran. Like one time, when Lord Krishna was doing his earthly pastimes. He was in Dwarka, ruling in Dwarka. And this Ashwatthama, he was such an envious person. In the Mahabharata it is mentioned, when the Mahabharata war finished, and only three people they survived: Ashwatthama, Kripacharya and Kritavarma. And they were living under a tree in the night, and in the night what he saw, that one owl, he was killing the crows, because in the night the crows, they can't see anything. So somehow this envious mentality came in his heart, and immediately he told Kritavarma and Kripacharya that we'll go and we'll kill the sleeping Pandavas. So as per the war rules, you can't kill a sleeping person. So this Ashwatthama, one time before the war, he had come to Dwarka just to meet Krishna, just to exchange his friendship. So while meeting Lord Krishna, what he told Krishna, okay, we'll exchange our weapons. I'll give you my Brahmastra, you give me your Sudarshan. So Krishna, he told, I don't need your Brahmastra, you keep it, but take my Sudarshan, I'm sending it. So the moment Sudarshan approached him, so he had no power to hold the Sudarshan, whatever it is. So he was about to be burnt. So he told Krishna, please call back your Sudarshan, otherwise I'll get burnt alive. So Krishna, he called back Sudarshan. And after some time, Krishna, he asked, yes, why did you want this, my Sudarshan, why did you want that? So in the Hindi, there is a saying, Dushman ka banduk leke dushman ko goli maro. That means, you take the weapon of the enemy and you kill the enemy. So what he said, I wanted to kill you with your own weapon. So somehow he revealed his heart. So this is what we see in the materialistic world, people, envious people. So they can do anytime and anything, you can't expect. So, okay, because we are in a neophyte stage. So Prabhupada, one disciple of Prabhupada, he was explaining that oftentimes Prabhupada, he said that if you are envious of devotees, you go and distribute books and you go and preach to the Mayavadis. Then we will come to know how much power you have. So also what we see, when we do the book distribution, now second part, what here Prabhupada gives us the antidote is preaching. There are so many alternative services. Oftentimes, disciples, Prabhupada, he told, yes, if you distribute books, I will be very happy. Many times, Prabhupada disciples, they wanted to know what will please him the most. And on different occasions, Prabhupada, he gave different examples. So he told, if you love Krishna, that will please me more. So this way, also oftentimes Prabhupada, he said that the devotees, especially Western devotees, he said, they have two flaws. That one is that always they want to change something. And they are never fearful of Maya. So these are the words of Prabhupada, and we have to be very much careful. While serving the Lord, we have to be very careful. So here what Prabhupada explains in the purport is that, yes, we have to go and preach. If we want to be recognized by the Lord, then what we have to do? We have to go and preach. And that is the best service available in Vrindavan, everywhere. And what we see, our moment, we are distributing the maximum number of books in maximum number of languages. And this way what happens? When we are distributing books, whatever envy is in the heart, gradually it becomes subdued. Even Narottam Das Thakur, in one of his bhajan, what he explains, so these anarthas, I want to put them in different services of the Lord. So this anartha, especially envy, it can be put in book distribution, where the envy will come out. And Prabhupada has given us four sets of principles. That is, preaching is the essence, books are the basis, purity is the force, and utility is the principle. So if these things we always consider, and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what we see, that after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, basically in the beginning, he wanted to come to Vrindavan. But somehow his mother, she wanted him to be little nearby, because in those days to come to Vrindavan it is to take 3 months by walk. So Sachi Mata, what she told, if you stay at Jagannath Puri, it is not so far, and often devotees they come and go. I'll get to know some message about you. So what we see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, although he wanted to come to Vrindavan, but first 6 years he went to South India, Panch Dravida. He travelled most part of this Andhra, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karnataka, and some part of Maharashtra. And what he said, Yar deke tarakah Krishna Upadesh, Amaragya Guru Hei Tarai Desh. So following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also following in the footsteps of Prabhupada, so we have a good opportunity. So oftentimes what we see, many Prabhupada senior disciples, so they come to Vrindavan during festivals, and off seasons they go and preach. So this way we can balance in our devotional service. So as I told you, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he said Jive Daya. Book distribution means that we are showing compassion to the conditioned soul. Krishna Jivi, Krishna Bhuli Jiva Anadi Bhairmukh. So Chaitanya Charitamrita Kavidas Goswami explains that because of forgetfulness of Krishna, since time immemorial, so what happens, the material living condition entity, he is entangled in the material world, and there are so many spirit souls, and they are looking. Oftentimes what we see, like people, they come to Krishna consciousness and overnight they become devotees, because the truth, it strikes to their mind. One time Prabhupada, he was giving one Hindi lecture somewhere in Surat. So in that, what he explains, that bahut janmo ke baad jabhi dimag thikane mein aata hai. Thikane mein aata hai means today, in today's language, you reset your phone or computer, whatever it is. So when our mind, it comes to the real position, jive swarup hoye Krishna mukta mukta nitya das, means that we have a relationship with the Lord. And Bhagavatam second canto, it is mentioned that muktir hitva anyata rupam, that mukti means we have our eternal relationship with the Lord, that we have to revive. That is what we have forgotten. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to explain that Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran, Krishnera sansara kari chadi anachar. So now Krishnera sansara means material world, everyone is doing his own samsara. Samsara means like people have their own family, then they have their society, nation. Today's world, what we see, so many countries, people, they identify with so many isms, there are no end. It is like a animalistic tendency. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, and when we read Prabhupada books, and we thoroughly understand the principles, the mood of acharyas, then we can apply this to in our life. And what we see, that basically here Prabhupada, he explains that if one wants to be recognized by Krishna, then one should preach to the best of his capacity. And during Prabhupada time, he deputed his devotees to different places, like China, Russia, or Africa. So one time what happened, Prabhupada had gone to Punjab, he had gone to Haryana. So he was expecting some land at one place called Jyotisar. So Prabhupada had a desire to build a temple there, a Parsarthi temple there. So while Prabhupada was going back to Bombay from there, before that Delhi was about to approach, so what Prabhupada said, Delhi is also a very important city, it is a capital city, and we should also preach in Delhi. So he told one disciple to get down. So can you imagine how that disciple must have felt, if you are just journeying with Prabhupada all the way to Bombay, and all of a sudden Prabhupada said, okay, now Delhi is coming, get down, and you preach on your own. You don't know where you will eat, where you will stay. So because Prabhupada, they had the blessing and they had the full faith in Prabhupada, and they did, and they became successful. So also Prabhupada, when he is telling something, so we have to take it, we have to understand, yes, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kariya Aikya. So we pray every day in Guru Puja. So as per this verse, what Krishna explains here, that even one may take to your devotional service of the Lord, one may worship the deities, but because he is envious of authorized devotees of the Lord, Vishnu, the Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service. So I remember, I don't want to name that person, one time one Prabhupada senior disciple, he came for Mangal Aarti, and this neophyte, what he told, yes Maharaj, you can come tomorrow. So this is what happens when we become neophyte. So we don't consider who is what. So as I told, familiarity breed contempt. There is a saying that one, there was a king, and a king had a pet monkey, and the king was so liberal. One time the king gave the monkey his chopper, and he told that you should shoo the flies. But the monkey was so ignorant. One time a fly is sat on the nose of the king, and the monkey with the chopper, it cut off the nose of the king. So familiarity breed contempt is when we are near to our seniors or our spiritual master, we have to be extremely careful. So that is what Krishna expects here. But in the purport, Prabhupada, his mood is that, yes, if one wants to be recognized, that one has to preach. One has to preach the Krishna Katha about the glories of the Lord. And this way, when we are preaching, also we get the strength, we get the realizations. There are so many benefits of preaching. And oftentimes, we get the realization, yes, that Krishna is there, and Krishna is controlling everything, and Krishna is arranging everything. So if we want to have that realization, then we have to go and preach. Devotional service is not so easy. Prabhupada one time he told, devotional service means it is like hunting for rhinos. All of you know, rhinos means genda. In Hindi they call it genda. So it is not so easy to hunt for the rhinos. So devotional service also, if we are not careful, it is mentioned, shurasya dhara. So anytime we can cut ourselves. So we have to be extremely careful while doing our devotional service, and we have to be extra careful. Extra careful means when we are with the deities, with the spiritual master, with the senior Vaishnavas. So that way we can save ourselves and will not be neglected by the Lord. There is one nice story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. One time Raghunath Bhat Goswami, he was traveling all the way to Jagannath Puri. And there was another devotee. He was a Mayavadi devotee. But oftentimes what Mayavadi is, the thing is, Aham Brahmasmi, I am also the Lord. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met Raghunath Bhat Goswami, so he embraced, but he neglected the other person because he could read that person's heart, because he was a Mayavadi. So also we should know that when we are serving and we are pleasing, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad, when we are pleasing the spiritual master, then that is the perfection of life. So Hare Krishna, we have 2 minutes time. Anyone has any question or any comment? So Prabhu, you can put some light. So I'm not so much qualified, but as per my understanding, so he will never appreciate. In devotional service, when someone is doing advancement, we appreciate. That is what if he's not envious, he will appreciate. So if he's not appreciating you, so basically devotees, they don't want any recognition. So when you are living with the people, so he will not recognize you, okay, but we have to live with such people, but we can respect as per his standing. So basically we can't expect from a person who is envious, but we have to always be careful with him, and we should always keep a very healthy distance, and we should never try to entice or chastise him, because we know his standard or his how much he is elevated. So sometimes he will get his dose, like many times devotees, they come to Vrindavan and after sometimes they become independent minded, they start doing their own, so you can't do anything to them, so you have to just tolerate such people. So then there is the Lord, so the Lord will take care of. So on our own side we have to be tolerant, that will be best, because we are not physician, we are not doctor, spiritual doctor, so we can't make out. In today's world there are scientists, they are making so many machines. There is a lie detector, so there is no detector to detect if someone is envious. They have not made a machine, so also we can't expect from them whatever it is. So on our part, the best part is that as a Madhyam Adhikari, we should always give a good response to everyone. That way is a win-win formula. Win-win means he is also happy, you are also happy. That way we don't offend such a person.
I like also your prescription of prayaschitta.
Yeah.
Shall we say, one has this attitude by going out and preaching and having to face many people who are, have no contact with the devotees and are envious, so it will help one to understand one's own position. Yeah. And that was also helpful.
So when we are distributing book, that is a real test. Like one time I was distributing books in Goa, so I don't want to speak, but I'm like on your saying, like one fellow, envious person, what he said, why don't you distribute sex books? He said on face. Somehow sometimes, such people you have to tolerate. So what you can do? They are such envious people. So you'll find such kind of people. So also Prabhupada explains there will be such kind of people within the devotees. Also in the Mahabharata there is mentioned there was one Brahmana, there was one demon. He was following the Pandavas in the guise of a Brahmana. But in the end he was caught, he was killed. But there are people and they will come and apply to devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita 9.3 Prabhupada explains that people come to devotional service, and when they are better off according to their thinking, feeling, willing, then they gradually leave the devotional service. So that is what Prabhupada writes. So
thank you. I was also just reading how Prabhupada was talking about the six Goswamis, and he was talking about in Vrindavan, and Krishna, the demons didn't like Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna was killing the demons. He said, but the six Goswamis, he says, even the demons like them.
Prabhupada said that is
Krishna. Dhira Janapriyo. That is Krishna's special concession, yeah, for the devotee. He's so pleased with that. He makes them even more, in some way, qualified than
the devotee. So, okay. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.